This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Ooh.
On the Hockman and Crowder show. We're about to go.
I like this.
You know, perhaps indulge in a Funky Buddha or two once we're off the air here. Or three
a little less than an hour. Keep betting on these teams like Clemson.
Yeah, you're going to have a tough night, bro. I'm sorry, man. That's a... maybe consult with me next
they're
time.
Not gonna, before. You realize they're not going to get to 50 points?
They're not. No, they're getting blown out right now. Blown out.
48-29. What is up with the ACC, man?
McNeese.
They've gotten waxed.
McNeese, maybe Dark Horse Cinderella team this year? You just got it right there.
Their mascot's a horse of some sort. I don't know what kind of horse. Dan Day?
It's a cowboy, but yeah, close enough. He's on a horse.
Well, there is a horse in the mascot.
Our McNeese State expert, Dan Day.
They're in Southern Illinois, right?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Every team we don't know, we're just going to put them in Southern Illinois.
How about Gonzaga rocking Georgia? That is my pick. I just double-checked because I filled out a couple brackets.
Great. We're happy
in the
you.
WQAM tournament. Well, don't be salty.
Nobody asked.
Because you had Louisville. You had Louisville beating Creighton, and you know, I had Creighton. So I'm at 100% on all my picks right now. Don't be salty.
Yeah, no one asked. Did you see on the Twitter bracket thing, if you win – and you do a perfect bracket, you can get a trip to Mars.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah. Yeah. You trying to go to Mars, though?
No. I think his last rocket exploded, so I probably just stay here.
But. Right, yeah.
I mean, it would be a cool trip.
To go to Mars?
To go to the moon. You know, they have those things you could do that go to the moon.
Yeah, like you pay a couple hundred thousand dollars. And
you go to the moon.
Not to the moon. I don't think you can land on the moon.
Well, you circle the moon or something.
No, I don't think so. You're kind of just like, you're in like the stratosphere, I think. You exit the Earth's stratosphere and you go into orbit, but you're not like totally out of, you're not in space totally. You're just out of the Earth's atmosphere, I believe.
Okay.
All right. You're interested in that?
I would. That I would do.
For sure.
That
yeah.
I would
How many
do.
People in the history of the world have done that? Not many.
More now.
Right.
The guy from Dude Perfect did it.
No.
He was on one of the episodes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put him on
You like
those.
The Dude Perfect guys?
My son's big into
yeah,
it. Big into
yeah,
it.
I can
yeah.
tell.
They're good. They do a good job.
Yeah, they do a lot of cool
good,
stuff.
Clean fun.
The Mr. Beast stuff now is huge. Mr. Beast.
I don't follow his stuff. Is he a food guy? What's his thing?
You don't know Mr. Beast? He's only the world's most popular YouTuber ever.
He's the most popular of all YouTubers?
Of all YouTubers. He has more followers,
I
think.
On this thing here.
this is what Mr. Beast last tweeted. So basically he does all these stunts.
And he does stunts?
Unlimited, like
Jackass type
unlimited,
stuff?
No, not Jackass type stuff. But this will give you a good idea. This is what he last tweeted yesterday. I have a pilot. This is Mr. Beast on Twitter.
Mr. Beast.
I have a pilot living in a $2.5 million private jet. And if he doesn't leave the jet for 100 days, he keeps it. I have a cop and a criminal in a jail. And if they don't leave for 100 days, they win $500,000. And I also have someone living in a gym until he loses 100 pounds, for 500K. Can't wait to upload these videos. That's what he does. Like he just
I don't even know that I followed that.
Yeah, yeah. So he puts people in like precarious situations, and there's a prize at the end if they can handle the situations, like living in a private jet by yourself for 100 days, and you keep a $2.5 million private jet, which then in turn you can just sell for $2.5 million.
Okay. I'm not going to watch it per se, but...
Well, you know. I don't watch it, but I know he's the most popular YouTuber.
You don't want to know what I watch on YouTube. I watch a lot of those card opening videos.
Yeah.
I like to see, you know, what's new in the hobby, and I like to see the, you know,
you're
the
big,
new products.
You're big into the card opening thing now?
That's what I sit around and I watch those videos.
Old curmudgeon
Nerd
Hollywood all
here.
Of a sudden. Yeah is
Nerd Vision.
Is big into trading cards. Are you collecting cards though?
Oh, yeah, I got big into it, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you're going to all the card shows and stuff like that? It's cool, man. I don't hate on it.
I don't care if you do. I'm sure you have some weird hobbies that I don't know about.
Well, I can't tell you what I'm watching on YouTube.
Okay. I know a lot of those sites have been banned down here, but, man.
All right, let's 5 o'clock.
You know,
for the happy hour.
Actually,
by the way,
like that thing pops up. Have you seen that? That thing that says like all the sites are banned in the state of Florida. You ever seen that?
Like on Pornhub because it's blocked.
Yeah.
I haven't really frequented Pornhub, but I do know it's banned.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess maybe I did check it out once or twice to check out, you know,
a
exactly.
Bad link.
Well, just to see if they were telling the truth or not, you know, just to just for scientific purposes, investigation purposes.
I like the food review videos on YouTube too.
Yeah,
you should do some of those. You guys do a lot of food stuff.
Yeah, we do. We do do.
You got to go to like some of those restaurants and you know those fancy restaurants, order the food and tell us what you think, if it's worth the money.
All right. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that. You want to come with me, Hollywood?
Yeah, but we got to find someone to pay for it.
Right. Yeah, well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could sucker Joe into it. Come, we're doing food reviews. You got to pay.
Is he at that age yet, Joe Rose, where you can kind of just, you know, trick him to do anything?
Do you hear what happened with him and Don Bailey Jr.?
No, I don't.
So they went out to dinner. They went to split a check, and their credit cards got crossed. So they both had the same, you know, Amex Platinum or whatever they have. So Joe ended up with Don's card. Don ended up with Joe's card. Joe, this is a true story, Tree. Joe takes the card, takes his entire family out to dinner, fills up his car with gas, did all this stuff, and had no idea. Don tried to use it and got rejected. And so the card didn't work for him, and he called Joe. And Joe, actually, in fairness, did try to pay him. It was a few hundred dollars. I mean, it was a nice dinner.
Yeah. Out here at Suppresso, I'm sure. He loves coming out here to the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, they got their cards crossed.
Because, you know, like, nowadays, you get a text message. You got to pay your toll.
You get those every day.
Every day. And they're not catching us with that stuff. Like, we're too young. We're too in the know. Joe Rose, though, gets that. And he's like, uh-oh. I got to put all my credit card information. Put my social security, like,
they
he's up there,
do
right?
People like that.
Yeah,
don't they?
Yeah.
What is that, by the way? This new toll thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I get those every single day from
another
a weird
scam.
Number.
Yeah.
The other one I get, do you get this one where they tell me that pre-pandemic I have this like unused travel credit?
Right. Yeah. And you log in and they ask you for your social security in order to claim your unused travel credit.
If anyone out there, we have the X lineup now. If anyone out there knows how to get off of that list, because I've literally tried everything. I put my son on the call many times. I've told them I'm dead. They don't buy that either. Like I've told them I'm on the no-fly list. I've told them every possible thing I could think of.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Is there any way to get off of that list? Because I feel bad for the people that keep calling.
I don't. I don't answer any number. I used to answer everything.
It's not their fault. Their job sucks, though.
I don't answer any number that I don't know anymore. If you're not in my caller ID, leave me a voicemail. And if you're important, I'll get back to you.
I know,
but
there's sometimes where you're like expecting a call.
Nah, no. you can text me. What call are you expecting? Who are you? The governor?
Sometimes
like you're expecting a call from who?
Sometimes I get calls.
From who? Joe Zagacki? He could text you. All right. Let's do headlines here. By the way, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap. The good vibes have been on tap all day long out here as the tournament continues. Dan Day and Jimmy are back in the studio. Dan Day, you get those text messages as well, right? I know we talked about it a couple weeks ago, but you're not. I don't think Dan Day answers text messages in general or phone calls in general, but you're not answering like a random phone number, are you?
No, I mean, no. And Danny's
right. Off the grid, man.
No, Danny's right. Sometimes there's times you need to take phone calls. Like somebody's like, I'm at a doctor's office. Watch your phone. And then of course, the one time you actually have to answer your phone, it's a scammer, and you're like, oh, the only reason I'm answering is because this, and this. But no.
What happens if you go through with that call and you're like, yeah, I'd like to use my unused travel? Like, what happens if you actually go through?
They scam you.
Like, to the end.
Do
they sell it to you and, like, they take your credit card information?
I mean, they're looking for people.
You have no trip?
They're looking for people who are older or who are just, like, not, you know, very, very smart. People who bet Clemson, you know? And they're hoping that.
Shut up, Jimmy. I hear you laughing. Shut up.
They're hoping one way or another they're going to get some money out of you.
This guy's laughing at me.
Has it never happened to you? So this has happened to me twice. You get a phone call, and it's like this chaotic panic situation. Hey, oh, my God, your brother was just in a car accident. And you hear like sirens in the background, and it sounds real. It sounds like, oh my God, this has happened to me two times. And the first time they almost got me. And I know people who have answered that phone call and have, you know, like, I've got to hand over $1,000 in Venmo credits to these people because, you know, my significant other needs to. Needs the ambulance to get to the hospital. And when I say I know people, I've read about it online and I've seen news stories on the news.
I am not a big fan of those payment apps. I try to avoid those if possible. I think you guys made fun of me for what happened to me in New York with the fake ticket. Did you guys make fun of me for that?
That's tough.
That was tough.
Yeah, that's tough.
It was like the third period of the Ranger game. Mm-hmm. I was there with the Canes basketball team and I was walking and there's a guy out there selling tickets. And he acted like he was doing me the favor of a lifetime by selling me the ticket for $20. And it had the game, the date of the game on it. There happened to be just enormous signs that said Madison Square Garden is a paperless ticket, digital tickets. I mean, just enormous signs. And I walked up to the gate with the ticket, and they were like, sir, we do not take these. We have not taken these in 10 years.
Man.
So, did not get in.
Makes sense.
Did not get in.
Yeah.
But you know, hey man, that completes your New York trip. You got to be involved in a good scam, good street scam, and
a good point.
It really gives you the taste of the town, right?
Yeah.
Like you want the full experience.
Yeah, it's a good point.
But that
man.
wasn't one of my finer moments.
No, I mean that's really on
the
list.
And the bastards wouldn't even let me keep the stub. They wouldn't even let me keep. I collect ticket stubs, part of my memorabilia collecting. Uh-huh. They wouldn't even let me keep it. They wrote void on it, and they took it.
Fake stub. That's what you wanted. But no, you're not wrong. That's really on everybody's list of things to do in New York City.
You got to get scammed,
right? You go to Times Square. You go to see, I don't know, what do you do over there? Statue of Liberty. You go get a 99-cent pizza. You go see a Broadway show, and you get scammed. That's on everybody's list of things to do in New York City. All right, let's do headlines, Dan Day.
These headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 500 new Volkswagen models in inventory like the Atlas, Tiguan, and Taos. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Panthers, they are not in New York. They are in Columbus. A little different. Tonight, they take on the Blue Jackets at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, let's go Cats tonight. Time to get back on track. Enough messing around. Obviously, no Marchand. No Kachuk. No Aaron Ekblad. Let's see. Let's see if the line has shifted at all. I don't think it has, but let's check it out. What else you got, Dan?
Yeah, we have got the Dolphins signing linebacker Willie Gay Jr. He played for the Saints last season. His previous four seasons before that were with the Chiefs. Also, Miami's defensive tackle Benito Jones has re-signed with the team.
Yeah, the Dolphins, they restructured Austin Jackson's contract today. We haven't really talked about it. They converted $9.7 million of his base salary to a signing bonus. So that reduces his cap hit by $7.7 million. Now the Dolphins, I guess, trying to have some more wiggle room, Hollywood, to make some deals, maybe to just remain flexible come the draft, just in case, you know, there's any trades or whatever they want to do.
Very exciting.
What else you got, Dan?
I would say last but not least, but the Heat loses them nine in a row. Heat loses them nine in a row. They play tomorrow at 8 o'clock against the Rockets.
Ooh. Last night was crusher. Happy birthday, Pat Riley. I wanted to get into it a little bit more about the Miami Heat. We'll do it tomorrow, but man, Cade Cunningham, first of all, he's good, bro. That dude is...
Clemson's making their push.
That dude is legit. Oh, only down 14, 6 minutes ago. They're right back in it. By the way, Andrew Wiggins is questionable for tomorrow's game. Still dealing with that ankle injury. So not great news for the Miami Heat. Andrew Wiggins has already missed 9 games, I believe, and now potentially his 10th missed game since joining the Miami Heat.
Can I throw you a hypothetical?
Yes, sir.
What if they were to not win another game?
Well, then, you know, I think the fans, most of them, would rejoice because they're going to have a better
lottery odds.
What
would be the end result of that?
If the Heat don't win another game, they're not even the
10th. How many games they have left? What is it, 13 games?
13 games, 14 games.
So if they lost all of them, would they have a chance to get Cooper Flagg?
Yeah, I mean, their odds are going to go up. Even as the 10th seed, the likelihood of this Heat team right now playing the way that they're playing, winning 2 games to be the 8th seed is not high. You know, it's just not high. So you've got Houston coming up on an 8-game win streak. You get the Hornets at home. Then you play Golden State. That's Jimmy Butler's return. Then you get Atlanta, who is in the play-in tournament. Then you get the Sixers. I mean, they're awful. Wizards, awful. At Boston.
Be careful before I call anyone awful.
Versus Memphis, the Bucks, the Sixers, the Bulls, the Pelicans, and then the Wizards to end the season. So
Georgia's making their push, too, by the way. I hope Georgia comes back and wins this game just to...
What, just to bust my bracket?
Yeah, yeah, that'd be sweet. Yeah. That's a foul. Good call.
Don't be mad at me because I had Creighton today.
Good call.
All right, what else you got, Dan?
Let's get to some weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 866-954-MORE. Clear with temperatures dropping down to the low 60s this evening and no chance of rain.
You need to need...
That's all, folks.
You need to need...
Paff, paff, puss.
Take care, brush your hair.